evening. It's good to see everyone that's here. I know there's several that are sick, as mentioned, and we'll be praying that they recover from them. I asked Brian if this thing picks up coughing. He said it does. It gets recorded. So I hacked my way through songs this morning. I'm going to try to do the same tonight. So bear with me on that. I spoke a little bit last Wednesday night about priorities. How important it was that we make God's will priority number one in our life. And I planned on preaching that next Sunday. But some things changed and I was needed earlier, so I had to make it a priority this weekend to finish my lesson in time. But I think I've got that close enough for us all tonight to gain some insight on this. Kind of similar to Kevin's lesson this morning, I want to look at some ways in which Jesus taught about priority. Kevin looked at, why Jesus came, and he looked at words from Jesus as to why he came. And so I want to similarly kind of do that a little bit tonight. Look at why Jesus has said that God's will is priority number one. So making God's will priority number one. Thank you, Kevin, for reading that passage. In Matthew chapter 6, if you want to turn there, I'm going to key in towards the end of where we left off reading just a few minutes ago. I guess the reason I titled the lesson Making God's Will Priority Number One, not just God, not just knowing God, not just understanding Him, but making His will priority number one, His testament, His commandments. Those are the things in our life that we need to be seeking and making very important to us. And in Matthew chapter 6, the reading you went through and we saw how God was going to take care of His people. He said, don't worry about these things. You're much more important than them. Overcoming the anxiety of it. And then we read about experiencing the providential care of God. That He would take care of His people. Towards the end there, in verse 33 of Matthew chapter 6, it says, but seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. I think, looking back through this, that all these things that God was going to take care of, that they were a benefit, a produce of following God's will, of seeking His kingdom. And so I think that is so important for us to recognize that it was a big priority for Jesus to teach this. Making time to seek first the kingdom of God was of great importance to Jesus. That's why He taught it. We should make sure that we are seeking that same today. I mean, when we say seek first the kingdom of God, what is meant by that? What's meant by that? So before we jump into our talk on priority, I just want to define how I come up with the will and parallel that with the kingdom. So looking back at verse 10 of the same chapter, Matthew 6, in Jesus' prayer, he says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so you have kingdom and will side by side in that passage, in that verse. And I think those are parallel to each other. You could make those synonyms in this passage, in that kingdom and will mean the same thing. If we are seeking God's kingdom, we're seeking God. He's the ruler. He's in reign over us. But in doing that, we are seeking why we want to serve Him. And that's because we want to follow His commands. We want to follow His law. And so we're seeking His will, ultimately. God, seeking the will of God means looking to Him and for reigning over our lives and in our hearts. And part of God's will is that we become disciples of His Son. Look at chapter 17 of Matthew, Matthew 17, and verse 5. We have probably heard this verse. While He was still speaking, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud said, this is My beloved Son, God talking here about Jesus. This is My beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to Him. Part of God's will is that we become His disciples. Jesus has the authority. He is the authority. And he can give rest to our souls. And we know that in Matthew 11, 28 through 30, where you come unto Jesus and he will give rest unto you. So seeking the will of God means becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ. And seeking his kingdom means becoming a disciple of him. The disciples then work together in the local churches, the universal church that Christ established. We can go through Acts 2 and see how the disciples, those that were learning of Jesus, following his will, were working together and participating in the local congregations. So Jesus stressed the thought that we need to make it a priority to seek the kingdom of God. In other words, Jesus said priority number one in our lives should be seeking God's will and becoming an active and busy disciple for him. Making God's will a priority in our life is going to involve some work. And so the rest of the lesson, I want to focus in on what we need to make it a priority over. Prioritizing the will of God, I have 4 points. The first one is that we need to prioritize it over ourselves. In this me world and me generation, that is a hard thing to do and a hard thing to teach. We just talked about discipleship and what it means to learn and to be taught by Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ taught this, that we need to deny ourselves. In Luke chapter 9, in verse 23, I want to read that passage. Luke 9, verse 23. If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And we could continue reading there, but that the thought that I really want to bring out there is in verse 23. The fact that we must deny ourselves, and Jesus taught this. We must deny ourselves and make God's will higher than mine, than us. In Matthew chapter 26, going back to Matthew, in verse 39, and Jesus was about to be crucified leading up to that time. And as he was praying in verse 39, he went a little beyond them and fell on his face and prayed, saying, "My Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me, yet not as I will, but as you will." And Jesus Christ was a perfect example of someone who denied himself. He realized what he was going through, the pain that was about to come to him as a man on this earth. But he realized that God's will was so much more important. And it became a priority, the number one priority in his life. And he realized that this was God's will that he go through it. I want to look at another example in 1 Timothy chapter 4 about overcoming ourselves in order to make God's priority and his will number one. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, we'll read verse 12 through 16. We'll start verse 11 there where the paragraph starts. 1 Timothy 4, verse 11. Prescribe and teach these things. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. Until I come, give attention to public reading of Scripture, to exhortation and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift within you, which was bestowed upon you. It was bestowed on you through prophetic utterance with laying on of hands by the presbytery. Take pains with these things. Be absorbed in them so that your progress will be evident to all. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those that hear you. Timothy was instructed here by Paul to continue to submerge himself, to absorb himself in the reading of the Scriptures, into the exhortation and teaching, into God's will. He was encouraged to put yourself into doing God's will, into learning what God's will was. And notice how this would make him a better person. That if he immersed himself in God's will, that he would then be better off in this world because of it. It meant that it had to be a priority to him in his life. The will of God must take priority over our personal interest. The second point is, when we make God's will priority number one, it must be over our family as well. This is hard at times because, especially if you're a caretaker of the family, you want your family to succeed. You want them to do well. And so you'll do anything to make sure that happens. But sometimes we have to remember that it's more important for us, by example, to teach our family to serve God and His will first in our lives than it is to overcome things of this world. Jesus taught this also in regards to discipleship. In Luke 14 and verse 26, back to the Gospels in Luke 14. In verse 26, the cost of being a disciple meant giving up something. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and his wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Jesus taught that in order to be a learner of Christ, a learner of God's will, that we must be willing to give up all things in our life. Even towards the end, we'll read some more from this passage, that we must give up a lot of things in order to become a disciple of Christ. The cost to be a disciple, willing to leave all, even if it means leaving our family behind for Jesus' sake. God's will has to come first. Jesus not only taught it, but he also lived it. And he lived his teaching in Matthew 12 and verse 46 through 50. Matthew 12, 46. While he was still speaking to the crowds, behold, his mother and brothers were standing outside seeking to speak to him. Someone said to him, behold, your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you. But Jesus answered to one who was telling him and said, who is my brother? Who is my mother? And who are my brothers? He stretched out his hand toward his disciples and he said, behold, my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, he is my brother and sister and mother. Jesus realized how important it was to be teaching and to following God's will. And he was willing to do that over his family. Jesus demonstrated this, that it is a priority. And when the family puts God first in their life, the family will benefit. The family will benefit from that. The will of God must take priority over our familial interest. The third point that I saw is when we make God's will priority, it must be over our business as well. Not saying that we should all give up our jobs tomorrow, but we have to realize how important it is that our business, our work, does not get in the way of God's work. Going back to the thought of being a disciple, a learner of Christ, a learner of God's will, the disciples demonstrated how to do this, how to leave the business behind when they were called to do God's will. Matthew chapter 4, verse 18. Matthew 4:18, as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Immediately they left their nets and followed him. You know, work was important to them. This was their livelihood. This is how they survived. But when Jesus came and it was God's will for them to follow him, they immediately left all behind to follow him. We must put God's will before our business affairs. I want to read in Matthew chapter 6. Well, we read this earlier, but go back to Matthew chapter 6, verse 30 through 34 again. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which is alive today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, you of little faith? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear for clothing? For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things, for your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Again, not saying that we need to quit our jobs, but we must recognize when our work is getting in the way of God's work. And then we must be willing to take the steps to correct that, to put God's will above all things and make it a priority. When God's will becomes first and a priority over our business interests, we then will succeed in our businesses. Our businesses will succeed if we desire God first. And my first thought was back in Genesis chapter 39, in the story about Joseph. Just two verses back here, I can read that for you. Genesis 39, verses 2 and 3. Of how Joseph put God first in his life, and because of that, he became successful in the secular world. The Lord was with Joseph, and so he became a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and how the Lord caused all that he did to prosper in his hand. When we desire God's will first in our lives, we will benefit in all other areas of our life, and especially in our business. And if I left anything out, point number four is everything. We must prioritize God's will over everything. There's nothing that should come before him. Going back to Luke chapter 14, Jesus taught this in regards to discipleship, of being his disciple. Luke 14, verse 33. I mentioned we'd read a little bit more from this passage. This whole passage here really talks to what it means to be a disciple of Christ. But skipping down to verse 33, so then none of you can be my disciple who does not give up all of his own possessions. All the things of this world that we could acquire and have, if we're not willing to give all those things up, we cannot be a disciple of Christ. We must be willing to give it all up. An example of this I saw in Philippians chapter 3 of Paul, someone who's willing to do that for the cause of Christ. Philippians chapter 4, or chapter 3 and verse 4. I'll read 4 through 11. Although I myself might have confidence even in the flesh, if anyone else has a mind to put confidence in the flesh, I far more. Circumcised the eighth day of the nation of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, found blameless. But whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be loss in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and counted them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ and may be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own derived from the law, but that which is through the faith in Christ, the righteousness which comes from God on the basis of faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Paul lived a life in which everything in it was given up for Christ, even his life at the end. The will of God must take priority over everything in our life. We need to understand what is really important in our life. Now, sometimes, like Martha and Mary, as I talked on Wednesday night, we might get distracted by life and the things that we think are important at the time and we think are a priority. And like Martha, she was worried about her household duties and serving the Lord. And unlike Mary, who found the good part, as Jesus said in Luke chapter 10 and verse 40 and 42, that she found the good part that was not going to be taken away from her. And that was learning what the will of Christ was, what the will of God was, sitting at his feet and learning of his teaching. What is the good part that we can learn regarding God's will? I think it involves seeking the rule of Christ in our lives, seeking first his kingdom, seeking his will first, serving as a disciple, becoming a disciple of his, and then being involved in God's work and making all those a priority. Those are the good parts when we talk about God's will. And are we finding those things? When we really understand what God's will is for us and we start to experience the blessings that I spoke about, that when they put God first and they were blessed by doing his will, making God's priority number one in our life is not going to be so hard. It's not going to be a problem for us. If we truly understand what God's will is for us, we have to know it, we have to learn it, and we have to follow it. Have you made God's will priority number one in your life? Have you decided to become a disciple of Christ? We looked at 4 points, really three, and then a general one. But we have to make sure we deny ourselves. We have to put God over all personal interests that we might have. And that includes our family at times. We must always serve God. If we have to do something with business, we got to make sure it's not getting in the way of God's work. And we must, over everything, put God first in our life. Hopefully we'll all be able to say and willing to say, as Jesus said, not as I will, but as you will. I encourage you all to just continue thinking about your priorities, and especially as we approach the end of the year and we start to make resolutions in the new one, of making sure that God's will is always on your list, that you're always looking at God's will for your guidance. If you haven't been baptized, if you have and you've fallen away, you've not remained faithful to God, I encourage you to change your life tonight, to make yourself a disciple, to follow God's will. We've read and we've studied that a little bit tonight of what it means to be a disciple. I encourage you all tonight to think about these things. If there's anything we can do to help you, I ask that you come forward as we stand, as we sing.